ಶ್ರೀ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾತ್ರಯ ವಿಭಾಗ ಯೋಗೋ ನಾಮ ಸಪ್ತದಶೋಧ್ಯಾಯ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೀನ್ ಆಲ್ರೆಡಿ, ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಅರ್ಜುನ ಆಸ್ಟ್ ನೌ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸಾತ್ವಿಕಿ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ, ರಾಜಸಿ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ ಅಂಡ್ ತಮಸಿ ಶ್ರದ್ಧಾ. Bhagavan is going to understand the person who is endowed with, who is predominantly sattvic, has sattviki shraddha, sattvik shraddha. The person who is predominantly rajasic has rajasi shraddha. And the person who is predominantly tamasic has tamasi shraddha. So Bhagavan says, let me explain to you how to understand this shraddhatrayam. So Bhagavan says, Shraddha Trividha Bhavati. Means the faith will be, the faith is of three types. Shraddha Trividha Bhavati means the faith is of three types. So Sattviki, Rajasi and Tamasi. So Bhagavan is going to explain hereafter from the third verse. So we saw the third verse.
Sattvanurupa Sarvasya Shraddha bhavati bharata, shraddha mayoyam purushah, yo yachchaddasa evasah.
So in this chapter, having the title of Shraddhatraya Vibhaga Yogaha, in this chapter, Bhagavan, the third verse he says, Arjuna, sarvasya shraddha, Sattva anurupa bhavati. Please make a note, the word sattvam in this third verse does not mean the sattva. Sattvam means here the word temperament. Okay. Sattva anurupa shraddha bhavati. Sarvasya, for everyone, shraddha, saddha is in conformity with one's temperament. Sattva anurupa. Anurupa means what? In keeping with, in conformity with, according to one's temperament, the shraddha is there. Therefore, ayam purushaha shraddhamayaha. Ayam purushaha shraddhamayaha means what? A person consists of the faith. Okay, whatever the faith the person is, person consists of, he is that very faith. He is, the person is what exactly his faith is. Yaha yat shraddha sahayeva saha. Suppose what this person is, if you ask, the person is what his faith is. So the person is verily what his faith is. Because the person consists of his faith. Shraddhamayaha purushaha. This is the literal meaning of the third verse which you have already seen. So what Bhagavan says in this third verse, the person's faith depends upon his mind. The sattvam there means the mind, the mental temperament. The person's faith is dependent on the person's mental temperament, which is, we can say, character. The person's character, the mental temperament is the person's character. The faith is dependent on that mental character, mental temperament, otherwise called character. So sattvam does not mean the sattva guna. Sattva means the mind. Okay, so sattva anurupa shraddha means the shraddha of the person, the faith of the person is dependent on or according to the person's mental temperament. Therefore, in keeping with the mental condition, in keeping with the mental temperament, keeping with the mind of the person alone, we can say his faith. So that's why we can say the how are this, what is the Shraddha of the person? The person has his mental temperament is sattvic, he is a sattvic person. Mental temperament is rajasic, he is a rajasic person. The mental temperament is tamasic and he is a tamasic person. Therefore, we can say that people of demonic nature, people of divine nature, we can make out their external behavior is completely the behavior expression of their minds. The external behavior is expression of their minds. So Rakshasas like Ravana, Hiranyakashipu, all of them, their behavior is what? Their behavior, their character is expression of their own mind. So their Shraddha will be what? The Tamasi Shraddha. Therefore, Bhagavan says that Arjuna was born in the family of Bharata. Bharata's dynasty, Bharata's clan. Therefore, naturally, he comes in the family of people who are highly spiritually inclined. Therefore, naturally, the Shraddha the person has also is based on his mind, which is also what? Based on his lineage. So the person's faith, listen to me, the person's faith manifests, slowly. The person's Shraddha manifests in a person's young age. When a person is very young, that is when the person's Shraddha slowly becomes manifest, slowly manifests. And then this, the Shraddha which manifests in very young age, later on gradually is going to determine the future. The faith which manifests in young age alone will determine the future of the person. Why? Because whatever the person has faith in, whatever the person has faith in, whatever person believes, whatever he thinks, whatever he believes, and that will become the person's future. See, your future will be what you believe. Is it what you think? What you think of. Therefore, what Bhagavan says, what really actually molds a human being, what molds an individual is this Shraddha. Shraddha alone, in fact, forms, molds, prepares the individual human being. So Bhagavan says, I am Purushaha. So every human being, a grown-up man, every grown-up person is produce of one's own childhood life. So every human being, every child has values, the childhood values, and a child has his own big people whom he look up to as heroes. The child has role models. As a child has role models. Child has heroes whom he looks up to. The child has child's own values. The child has, as a child, the child has his own, one's own. This is very important to keep children in a good in atmosphere also. Because the children, as they're growing, they pick up their own values. They look up to people whom as their own role models and heroes. Somebody whom I should follow, like that. So every human being, every person is, in fact, produce creation of one's own childhood behavior, childhood role models, childhood values. Therefore, the people whom we revere, people whom we revere, we respect, we worship, they all become, they all contribute for in contribute for in molding the child's shraddha. So the people, elders or parents or teachers or even others who are looked up to and looked upon as some role models or heroes, and they also determine the child's way of life, determine the direction of the child's life. Therefore, we can say in Upanishad says, Atma putro vai atmasi. Oh son, you are myself. The father says, you are myself. What it means? The child becomes this exactly the father, always following the father. The child becomes the father of a person, which means the child has shraddha. The child's shraddha, whatever shraddha the child has, whatever shraddha the child has as a child in his childhood, that shraddha alone determines his future adult life. That determines what type of the grown-up person he is going to be, what type of adult he is going to be. The old age or the adult life is determined by the person's shraddha in his childhood. Therefore, Bhagavan says, "Ayam purushaha shraddhamayaha." Is a very subtle statement, profound statement. Ayam purushaha shraddhamayaha means every human being is product of his own childhood shraddha. Means he's a mold of his own childhood shraddha. Therefore, I am purushaha shraddhamayaha. That is why whatever we have in our minds, whatever we think, all our oral expressions are nothing but our own thoughts. We can never say, sorry, I did not mean. Okay. Whatever comes out from your mouth, whether you speak it out or you write it, okay, the words you express in terms of, in the form of writing or speaking, are nothing but expression of your own thoughts you entertain in your mind. You cannot express something which is not in your mind. You know that? You can never express either in the form of writing or in the form of reading, speaking, or in the form of drawing. Any thought can be expressed in many forms. Mostly through the oral utterance, okay? But orally, you can express your thoughts in the form of words. The words can be written and expressed. Your thoughts can be expressed in your actions also. So, external behavior, external expressions of words, written or spoken, all are nothing but expressions of what you have in your mind in the form of thoughts. Therefore, we must be very careful in expressing our thoughts. Whether I read, whether I speak, whether I write, whether I draw, whether I act, in whichever is my expression of my thought, or I must be very, very careful in expressing my thoughts in any of my behavior, my physical behavior, or oral speech, or written words, writing. I must be very careful in expressing my thoughts in the form of words or actions. And second thing, whatever I express, okay, whatever comes in the form of words from my mouth alone, become my behavior. My own what I think becomes expressed in the form of words, and what I utter, what I express become my behavior, and the behavior becomes what? Gradually my habit, and habit alone becomes my character. Therefore, and this, if that becomes what? The character becomes, molds the, forms the entire personality. Character forms the entire personality. Therefore, it's very important to take care of one's sattvam. Okay, sattvam, the mind. Sattvam, the mind, the thoughts, what are entertained, etc. So, yaha yachchaddaha, whatever a value a person has, whatever a person values in his life, the person becomes that value only. So, what Bhagavan means here, according the a person's, the grown-up person's personality, the grown-up person's personality is the development of one's own childhood values. The personality developed is nothing but product of one's own childhood values. Okay, next verse. So, Shraddha is something very important. One must take care. Shraddha is something, the faith is something which I have, I believe means I have value for. So what I'm valuing for must be very clear.
Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasah. Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasah. Pretan bhutaganamschanye yajante tamasajanah. Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasah. Pretan bhutaganamschanye yajante tamasajanah. Yajante sattvika devan yaksharakshamsi rajasah. Pretan bhutaganamschanye yajante tamasajanah.
Now, yajante sattvikaha devan. Devan, simple sentence, you can all can understand easily. Sattvikaha devan yajante. So people who are predominantly sattvic, okay, people of sattvic nature, worship devatas. People of sattvic nature worship devatas, invoke the grace of devatas. Who are devatas? I'll explain later on. Now, rajasaha yaksharakshamsi. So the people of rajasic nature, are rajasic, people of rajasic shraddha, okay? People of rajasic shraddha worship yaksha rakshamsi, yakshas and rakshas, okay? Yaksha, the two types of beings I'll explain to you. Yaksha rakshamsi and bhutan, sorry, pretan bhutaganan cha. Anye yajante tamasaha janaha. Anye tamasaha janaha yajante. The three sentences is subject, object and verb. Yajante is the verb. Okay. Yajante means worship. And sattvikaha devan yajante. Sattvic people worship devas. Devas, devatas. Rajasaha yaksharakshamsi yajante. தேவான் மாஸ்டர் ஜென்ரல் வேர்டு, யக்ஷரக்ஷாம்சி நியூட்டு ஜென்ரல் வேர்டு புருள். சோ ராஜசிக், ரஜசிக் பீப்புள், பீப்புள் ஆஃப் ரஜசிக் நேச்சர் வர்ஷிப் ரஜசிக் ஸ்ரத்தா வர்ஷிப் யக்ஷரக்ஷாம்சி, யக்ஷஸ் அண்ட் ரக்ஷஸ். தென் அன்யே தாமசாஹா ஜனாஹ, த ரெஸ்ட், அன்யே த ரெஸ்ட் ஆஃப் தி பீப்புள், அதர் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் தமசிக் இன் நேச்சர், தாமசாஹா ஜனாஹ, அன்யே அதர் தாமசாஹா ஜனாஹ தமசிக் பீப்புள் எஜந்தே வர்ஷிப், வர்ஷிப் ஹூம், பிரேதான். பிரேதான் மீன்ஸ் த கோஸ்ட், த டிபார்டட் சோல்ஸ். பூதகணான் அண்ட் தி ஸ்பிரிட்ஸ், the ghosts and the spirits, they worship. Don't get frightened, okay? Just a sentence, hey, this in depending, it depends upon whom you choose to worship, it implies what the purpose of worship, okay? Whether a person chooses to worship the ghosts and the spirit, whether the person worships, chooses to worship yakshas and rakshas, whether the person chooses to worship devatas, depending, okay, that shows your purpose also. What, for what purpose you worship, whom you worship, whose grace you invoke, determines your purpose, shows, implies your purpose, for what purpose you are invoking also. See, if you are going to the medical shop, if you tell me I am going to the medical shop, you don't tell me the purpose. I understand, I'm going to the medical shop is to buy only medicines, not for buying clothes or for groceries. It's very clear. Like that, whom they worship determines their purpose. And the purpose for which they worship determines their nature. Their Shraddha. What they are. What sort of people they are. Okay, now listen to this. Satvikaha devan yajante, rajasaha yaksharakshansi yajante, அன்யே தாமசாஹ ஜனாஹ பிரேதான் பூத கணான் ச, பிரேதான் பூத கணாம்ஸ் ச யஜந்தே. ஓகே, சோ வாட் ஹியர் பகவான் சேஸ், லுக் அட் திஸ், அ பர்சன் ஹூ இஸ் நாட் இன்ஃபார்ம்ட் இன் தி சாஸ்திரம், the person may be academically highly qualified, educated. Even academically highly educated person also may be scripturally, okay, he is uninformed in shastra. A person may be academically highly qualified person, may be, or definitely, what now, uneducated in the shastra. He might not have studied shastra. Shastra illiterate person. And the person who is not exposed to the Shastra teaching, please listen to me carefully. The person who is not exposed to the Shastra teaching, who do not have any Purusharth Nischayaha, who do not know the ultimate purpose of living his life, who do not understand the connection between the knowledge of the reality and the moksha, who does not know moksha being the ultimate choiceless goal, who does not have any aspiration for moksha or jnanam, so for whom artha kamas alone become the ultimate goals. If a person is not exposed to the Shastra teaching, moksha being the ultimate goal will not be clear at all. And jnanam being the only means of accomplishing moksha also will not be very clear. The person cannot be committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Therefore, the person will not know the importance of preparing his mind for jnanam. Therefore, he will not even know the value of dharma. A person may be ethical or may not be ethical, so he may not know the value of dharma also. Therefore, such a person is said to be what? Such a person is uneducated, illiterate of the shastra. He may be academically gold medalist person, but still a person who does not have Purusharth Nischayaha, who is not educated shastra, who is not educated in the field of shastra, such a person, shastra illiterate person, can be sattvic person, or he can be rajasic person or tamasic person. in keeping with the person's, in keeping with the character the person has. What character the person has, that determines the person's nature, whether he's a sattvic, rajasic or tamasic person. So, which one is the better person of all the three people? Who is the best of all? Who is better than the other? And which person is eligible for spiritual wisdom? And which character is conducive for the spiritual wisdom, accomplishing spiritual wisdom, which is conducive to the spiritual knowledge? So here we have to understand, Sattviki Shraddha alone is conducive for one's spiritual wellness. Sattviki Shraddha alone is conducive for one's spiritual well-being, spiritual growth. Therefore, that is the best Shraddha. It is the healthy Shraddha. Now, suppose if you have doubt, how can I understand whether the Shraddha I have is Sattviki Shraddha or Rajasi Shraddha or Tamasi Shraddha? Now, Shastram tells, having Sattviki Shraddha is best for one's spiritual wellness, is conducive for one's spiritual growth, which means, how can I know that what Shraddha do I have? Whether I have Sattviki Shraddha, Rajasi or Tamasi. So if I have Tamasi or Rajasi, then I must make efforts to convert my Shraddha into Sattviki Shraddha also. So how do I know? How can I know what my Shraddha is? So it is possible for one to nourish if a person has Sattviki Shraddha. If a person has Rajasi Shraddha, then naturally the person has to make efforts slowly to convert that Rajasi Shraddha into Sattviki Shraddha. If a person has Tamasi Shraddha, then definitely, the person must make all possible effort to get rid of the Tamasi Shraddha. All possible efforts a person must make to get rid of that Tamasi Shraddha, to drop that Tamasi Shraddha. Therefore, here the question is, what type of Shraddha I should have, or what type of Shraddha I have or other person has? To understand that, Bhagavan says, please understand, Shraddha means faith. The faith is not in faith, something more than that, but in English we don't have that word. So Shraddha, which we call as faith in English language, is something which is subtle. Subtle means what? It cannot be seen through your physical eyes. Shraddha cannot be seen through physical eyes. It is something subtle. It is not a solid thing. Then, so Shraddha is one's mental nature, mental temperament. Shraddha is in the form of a mental temperament or mental condition, mental state. Therefore, it cannot be seen through your sense organs, perceived through your sense organs. Therefore, Shraddha is something which should be inferred. Shraddha is something which can be inferred through some other thing. Because Shraddha cannot be perceived through sense organs. If we have to infer this Shraddha, therefore, Bhagavan says, how can we infer what Shraddha a person has? if it cannot be seen through physically, isn't it? So the Shraddha can be inferred only through the activities a person involves himself. What you see the person's activities, you see the person's behavior, and that becomes a means of inferring a person's Shraddha. So Shraddha can be inferred, should be inferred only from the activity of the behavior of people. So behavior means what? We can make out, we can make a note. How the person, first of all, getting up in the morning. When does the person get up? When does the person go to bed? And how, what food he eats? What type of food he eats? What type of words he uses in his conversation? And what are the activities he is doing the whole day? And then how he spends his leisure time? And when he is not working, and how he spends his time, that what are the books that this person is reading, and who are this person's friends, and what type of serials this person is watching, what type of movies he likes, what type of, you know, where are the places he chooses to go on holidays. Okay, the whole life, all your interests, okay, what you are inclined for, what you are interested in, that shows, okay, that becomes a means of inferring your Shraddha. Shraddha is something I have to arrive at. What Shraddha is this person's Shraddha? That is something to be arrived at. It's called sadhyam. And to arrive at that, I need a means of arriving at it. The means of arriving at the Shraddha, the sadhyam, is hetu. Therefore, the person's behavior becomes the hetu to arrive at what that person's Shraddha is. So Bhagavan Krishna, what does he do here? He takes here the worship. Okay. In keeping with whom you are worshipping, we can make out whether whose grace you are invoking. Whom do you worship? Therefore, the type of worship the person performs, taking that, based on that, Bhagavan says, who Shraddha is what? Okay. See, if a person worships devatas, devata means what? Devata is any natural phenomenon looked upon as manifestation of Bhagavan is devata. Okay. If the object of worship, whom I am worshipping, my object of upasya devata, the object of worship can be devata. The object of worship can be what? Even other yaksha-rakshas. People can worship different types of beings also. Therefore, he says, any puja involves three factors. Any worship involves three factors. And those, what are those three factors? The object of worship and the type of worship, the method of worship. Object of worship, then method of worship, and the purpose of worship also. The purpose, the intention of worship. These three are definitely involved in any worship. Because after worshipping, what exactly I'm expecting? The purpose. That is also very, very important. So sometimes the puja can be done for what? Only for the sake of satisfying Bhagavan. Only for the sake of only for the sake of resolving my unknowingly done papams. Only for the sake of this. Like that, for different purposes only, we have so many sankalpa when we do the puja, long list of sankalpa. The puja is done for the purpose, for a given purpose also. With a given intention, with a given motive, puja is performed. Therefore, in puja, what is more important is the purpose, the motive behind our worship. And then how we worship, the type of, the method of worship, then the object of worship. These are very three important factors involved in any worship. So, Krishna says, these three factors, the object of worship, the method of worship, and the purpose, the intention behind the worship, the act of worshiping, these three factors determine, whether the worship is sattvic worship or rajasic worship or tamasic worship. The sattviki puja, rajasi puja or tamasi puja. It determines, these three factors determine. So Bhagavan says here, Bhagavan presents in this verse. First Bhagavan only says what? The Upasya Devatas, the object of worship Bhagavan mentions. There are the objects of worship are three types of objects of worship. So three types of Devatas. Devata, Yaksharakshas, and we have Pretas. Preta, we have those three types of objects of worship. See, in this Vedic tradition, in the Vedic culture is a religious culture. In this Vedic culture, which is a religious culture, we do not worship only one form. We have countless innumerable forms which we can worship. Therefore, whichever we worship, the object of worship is known as deity or devata. Any devata, Yaksharakshas devata or devata devata or preta devata, anything can be an object of worship. In fact, there's a freedom. Every human being is given abundance of freedom to have one's own choice of form. There's no restriction here. Here, completely, the freedom begins from there itself in Sanatana Dharma. You have absolutely a free to choose to worship Bhagavan, choose to worship anything in the world. You have choice. Okay. Therefore, here we say, so three types of devatas are mentioned here. Now, sattvic devatas, the objects of worship, which are said to be sattvic in nature. In fact, our Shastram talks about 33 kodi devatas, means 33.3 crores of devatas, means what? Not exactly that number, countlessness, innumerable countless devatas are there, objects of worship we have. Everything in the universe can be worshipped as worshipped. It is our choice. The worshipper has his or her own choice of form. So we can worship Bhagavan in a male form. We can worship, we can invoke the grace of Bhagavan in a female form. We worship Bhagavan in a mixed form. A male-female mixture form, or you can worship Bhagavan animal-human mixed form also. Animal form, any form. That is the freedom we have. So here, all these innumerable countless devatas, objects of worship, are divided into three groups as what? Sattvika devatas, Rajasa devatas, and Tamasa devataha. Okay. Now, who are the sattvika devatas? See, devatas, when invoked, if the devatas which bless, which bless the worshipper with a spiritual progress. If devatas who are invoked, whose grace is invoked, can bless the worshipper with spiritual wellness, spiritual growth, development. If the devatas who are invoked can bless the worshipper with values, character, dharma, the strength to live a life of dharma, okay, then those devatas are known as sattvika devataha. So devatas worshipping whom the devotee becomes blessed with the spiritual development, spiritual growth, values, strength to live a life of dharma, the capacity to understand the shastra teaching, etc., then those devatas are known as sattvika devataha. That's why we are always asked to worship Rama, because we have to imbibe all the qualities of Rama. We are asked to worship Hanuman. Why? Hanuman's qualities should become our qualities. Asked to worship Krishna. That is, all those devatas whom we worship, also the forms which we worship, they become our heroes, they become our own. No, because they will bless us with what? If I invoke the grace of Bhagavan Rama, invoke the race of Bhagavan, name of Krishna or Devi or Hanuman, then what happens? I am blessed with spiritual well-being. I am blessed with spiritual growth. I am blessed with strength to live a life of dharma. I am blessed with blessed with knowledge of the values. So if it contributes for my emotional wellness or physical wellness, then those devatas are known as sattviki devatas. Now, the rajasic devatas mean the deities who are worshipped. Who are the rajasic devatas? The second type of devatas who are worshipped apart from sattvic devatas are rajasic devatas. These rajasic devatas are those who, when invoked, bless the worshipper with arthakamas. Arthakamas means the material wellness. There are so many devatas in our shastram talks about yaksha, yakshaha, kinnaraha, gandharvaha, siddhaha, uragaha. Okay, we have so many devatas. So many. All those devatas are known as yaksha rakshas. Okay, yaksha rakshas means there are groups. Yaksha group and raksha group. Rakshas groups. So yaksha yakshas means a group of devatas, of yakshas. Group of yaksha devatas, raksha devatas. Okay, and we can even say there's so many other devatas like Kuberana. So worshipping such devatas, of course, especially people to perform Kubera Puja. So invoking the grace of those devatas who bless the worshipper with material wellness or material benefits, material wealth. And those devatas are known as Rajasi devatas. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong to worship. You have to understand the purpose. Because I want money, I want this, I want that, I want power. Sometimes people invoke the grace of devatas specifically for some power. No, some to attract people. So all material wellness. To have political influence, to have manpower, to have money power, to control other people, some strength I want. So people specifically invoke the grace of some specific devatas for such things. So such devatas are known as rajasic devatas, who can only bless the worshipper with material wealth. Okay, they can bless the worshippers with material wealth, they can materially they can do well. Okay. Now, who are the tamasic devatas? There are pretas. There are also many devatas we have. Pretaha, Bhutani, Pishachaha, Dakini, Shakini, no, even the snakes, the sarpa. Snake, you talk about sarpa is also devata, snake. Then, even the, so many other devatas are there. So all of them, the big list, we have a huge list of these tamasic devatas also. In fact, these are the special devatas invoked by the people who are interested in black magic. The people interested in black magic worship these ghosts and spirits, you know, the pishachas, etc. And these devatas actually are evil forces. Devatas, the tamasic people invoke the grace of devatas, symbolizing the evil forces. There are negative forces. Devatas, which stand for evil forces, negative forces, they are known as tamasi devatas. And suppose a person, imagine if a person who invokes, who worships those tamasi devata, tamasic devatas, representing negative forces and evil forces, naturally, what should be the purpose? Definitely, it will not be for spiritual purpose. It will not contribute for spiritual wellness at all. And it is not even for one's materialistic wellness also. It is neither for spiritual wealth, nor is it for one's own material wealth. Then what is it for? So the worship of these tamasic devatas are only for undoing others, for destroying others. Okay, imagine. Specifically, people sit and worship these devatas only for destroying others. Therefore, now Krishna says, if a person worships devatas, and that devata, if those devatas can bless the person with spiritual growth, spiritual wellness, those devatas are satviki devatas. If the person invokes the grace of Bhagavan from devatas for one's material arthakama dharmas, nice, ajasik devatas. But people who invoke the tamasi devatas only represent evil and negative forces, means. And definitely it is not for one's spiritual growth, nor is it for one's material well-being. Then it's only for destroying others. Your Bhagavan says, Sattvikaha Devan Yajante. And Rajasaha Yaksharakshamsi Yajante. So nothing wrong in worshipping Yakshakshamsi also. At least people pray for their own arthakama dharmas, which they need for living this life. And tamasaha janaha, they're interested only in destroying others. So they use worship also uses for wrong purpose. So worship must be used only for, any action must be done only for good purpose. But they use the worship also for some wrong purpose. In fact, you can ask, why should Shastram have such worships? See, those days, there are kings and who are highly righteous kings, and they have to maintain the dharma in the society. They have to protect all the righteous people. Sometimes notoriously wrongdoing, wicked people must be there. Very difficult to control them. To undo such wrongdoing, wicked people, they used such worships. Okay? Those days, highly righteous kings, to maintain dharma in the society, when they are not able to control these evil forces in the society, to undo them, they invoked the grace of Bhagavan in the form of those powers, evil forces, who destroy such wrongdoers. But sometimes people do what people can abuse that for, destroying others also. Anyway, still it is not possible for righteous people to be destroyed. Take it very easy. So just Bhagavan mentions. So tamasaha janaha, the people of tamasic nature are those, you know, who worship the devata, tamasi devatas for a wrong purpose. Therefore, now what Bhagavan says, so when the kings were performing those worships, invoking the grace of those tamasi devatas, representing evil forces, only for undoing the wicked people. That karma was known as abhicharika karma. Abhichara karma. Abhicharika karma or abhichara karma. Abhichara karma is a karma performed for invoking the grace of devata symbolizing evil forces to undo the wrongdoers only, wicked people only. But still, it's a tamasic puja. Unnecessarily, we don't need to invoke the tamasic puja, tamasic worship, we need not do at all. Okay. For what Bhagavan says, in keeping with the type of devatas you choose to worship, in keeping with the purpose you have invoking the grace of those devatas, and the type of puja a person chooses to do, a person's shraddha can be made out. So, the type of shraddha the shraddha person has is based on the intention, the motive, and the type of the method of puja a person performs. Now we can make out what is the sattviki puja? Ashastra vihitam ghoram tapyante yetapo janaha dambhahankara sanyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha ashastra vihitam ghoram tapyante yetapo janaha dambhahankara sanyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha ashastra vihitam ghoram tapyante yetapo janaha dambhahankara sanyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha ashastra vihitam ghoram tapyante yetapo janaha dambhahankara sanyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha. Number one says here, ashastra vihitam ghoram tapaha tapyante janaha. Okay, janaha, some people, yajanaha, tapyante means what? They practice tapas. Tapyante means they practice penance. Which penance? Ghoram tap. See, the word tapyante itself means what? Practice tapas. Practice austerity. Which type of austerity? Ghoram tapaha. Terrible, frightening, severe austerity. Janaha ghoram tapaha tapyante. Some people practice austerity, which is very severe. ghoram tapaha tapyante. Some people practice severe, terrible austerity penance. Okay. And that penance they practice, severe, when I say severe, terrible means, why it is severe and terrible? Because ashastra vihitam. Shastra vihitam means prescribed by the shastram. Suppose our shastram also prescribes many penances, austerities, disciplines. The practicing the disciplines prescribed by the shastram is called proper tapas. But simply practicing certain things which are not prescribed by the shastram, or okay, practicing anything which is not prescribed by the shastram becomes what? Ashastra vihitam. Shastra vihitam means a discipline enjoined by the shastram is shastra vihitam. A discipline which is not prescribed by the shastram is ashastra vihitam. So some people practice severe penance which is not actually recommended or prescribed by the shastram. Ashastra vihitam ghoram tapaha janaha tapyante. Some people practice severe penance which is not at all recommended, supported or prescribed by the our shastram. Okay. And such people, what do? They are very proud people. Dambha ahankara sanyuktaha. Dambha ahankara sanyuktaha. See, they're very much dambaha. Dambaha means people of false vanity. People of false, the false vanity is called dambha, pretension. Okay. People, dambaha, pretension. Ahankaraha, full of themselves. Okay. Highly egoistic people. Then people of superiority complex also. And then sanyukta means endowed with. So those people who are endowed with or who are given to pretension and egoism. Dambha ahankara sanyuktaha. Who are endowed with pretension and ego. And such people, kama raga bala anvitaha. Kama raga bala anvitaha. Kamaha, desire. Ragaha, attachment. Anvitaha. Bala anvitaha. So, they are highly possessed by the impulse of desire and attachment. Kamena, kamaihi, ragaihi. Okay, bala anvitaha. They are highly possessed by the emotions or impulse of desire and attachment. That's all the content of the verse. So there are some people who practice severe penance, which is not recommended, supported, or prescribed by the shastram, or the people. So they are the people who are endowed with pretension and ego, and who are possessed by or endowed with, highly possessed by the impulse of desire and attachment. So ye is a relative pronoun there. Ye janaha ashastra vihitam ghoram tapaha tapyante te dambha ahankara sanyuktaha kamaraga bala anvitaha. This is the proverb of the verse. So what Bhagavan says in this? Let us understand. Bhagavan continues to say that rajasic and tamasic forms of puja, rajasic, tamasic forms of puja, okay, based on the mode, the method of worship and the intention of worship, alone, here again is discussed. So Bhagavan again continues to discuss about the rajasic tamasic forms of puja based on the method and the intention of worship. In fact, Bhagavan does not really separate them, and we have to ourselves separate them, separate and understand. I mean, we have to separate and understand properly. Let me tell you, ashastra vihitam. When you say ashastra vihitam, anything not prescribed by the shastra, a person simply does something. Who asked to do this way? The shastram, anything which is not recommended by shastram, supported by the shastram, prescribed by the shastram, becomes what? That is rajasic or tamasic. Because any rajasic worship or tamasic worship, if a person performs rajasic worship or tamasic worship, means what? Definitely he goes against the injunctions of the shastra. Which means this person violates the person who performs rajasic worship or tamasic worship, and he violates the shastra's injunctions. He does not follow the rules and regulations prescribed by the shastra. So not following the rules and regulations prescribed by the shastra is actually what? Violating the injunctions of the shastra. That's why such a person's puja is what? Ghoram, frightening. Okay, frightening. Which means, our shastra says, you should not hurt anybody else in the world. And you do not have any right to hurt your own physical body. You know that? Your own physical body you should not hurt. You cannot cause burns to your own body, because your own body is not your property. You are only managing trustees, has been given to you. You have no right to cause pain to your own body. And how can you have a right to cause hurt to any other body? No way. Therefore, even causing any affliction, any pain, any torture to others' body or your own body. Okay? If a puja, if a worship involves any hurt, if a worship involves any hurt, any torture, any pain to one's own body or others' body, is also what? Then it is a really frightening worship, form of worship. Sometimes people know, they put nails in the tongue and all, they'll walk. And they'll carry through with the skin. They're different, very painful. Causing a lot of pain, inflicting pain to one's own body. They worship. It's all very frightening or terrible pujas, form of worship. Okay. This is, I think people abroad may not know all this. In India, we can see all forms of such things. People really, they walk on fire. All these things they do. But in a way, it's a tapas. But is it recommended by the shastram? That we have to see. Anything recommended by the shastram, shastra enjoined tapas alone is said to be a sattvic tapas. Otherwise it becomes what? It is not tamasic or rajasic tamas. So ashastra vihitam. And people who practice such tapas, which tapas? Terrible, frightening tapas, not at all supported by the shastram, not enjoined by the shastram, or the people, naturally what happened? They are ended with pretense and also egoism. Dambha ahankara sanyuktaha. And they can, when they show off, they show off their pomp and their the tone of talk may be very different, controlling, because they had a power of They have the power because they are their people of great parents. And Kamaraga Bala Anvitaha. For them, such people do not have moksha as the ultimate goal. Please listen to me carefully. Okay? These people, Dambha Ahankara Sanyuktaha, and people who are very much involved only in practicing penance, I don't even call it penance actually, something they want to practice, which they call it as penance, and which is not recommended by the Shastram, and such people do not have moksha as the ultimate goal. They do not have Purusharthan is Cheha. And why? Because they're only interested in Artha Kamas. Kamaraga Bala Anvitaha. They want Artha Kamas. They want money power. They want manpower. And they want, they're desirous of only having money power and manpower. So Kamaraga Bala Anvitaha means their interest is only in Artha Kamas, worldly things, material things. Therefore, they do not have any Purushartha Nischeha. So Kamaha, desire, Ragaha, attachment, and Balam means the power. So what is the interest? Kamaraga Bala Anvitaha means people who are endowed with desire and attachment and who are interested only in manpower and money power. Which means they do not know anything more than Artha Kamas. They do not know what moksha is all about. They are not interested in moksha at all. So they are not interested in jnana. They are not interested in even dharma. They are simple people and for whom Artha Kamas are the ultimate ends. Therefore, when Artha Kamas become the ultimate goals and if they are practicing penance also, practicing certain things to get them also, and they are full of ahankara, and they are people of vanity also. So now we can make out such people are who? There, what is their interest? So such Shraddha is naturally Tamas, Rajasi Shraddha or Tamasi Shraddha. So people are not spiritual. They're only religious people because they worship, they invoke the grace of Bhagavan, but only for a different purpose. Only for their different purpose. So here it is said, that's why all Rakshasas were great worshippers. So Bhagavan, here he says, Ashastra vihitam ghoram tapyante yetapo janaha dambhahankara sanyuktaha kamaraga balanvitaha. So Bhagavan does not say who they are. We can make out these are the people, okay? This is what sort of puja it is. Naturally, can make out people who are rajasic or tamasic nature, and there the forms of worship, okay, based on the method and the intention, tell us the type of pujas they do. Okay, we'll see next verse. Karshayanta sharirastham bhota gramam achetasaha mam chaivanta sharirastham mam chaivanta sharirastham tan vidyasura nischayan karshayanta sharirastham bhota gramam achetasaha mam chaivanta sharirastham Tan vidyashura nischayan karshayanta sharirastham bhota gramam achetasaha mam chaivanta sharirastham tan vidyashura nischayan karshayanta sharirastham bhota gramam achetasaha mam chaivanta sharirastham तान् विद्यासुर निश्चयान् कर्षयन्तः शरीरस्थम् भूतग्राममचेतसः माम् चैवान्तः शरीरस्थम् तान् विद्यासुर निश्चयान्. Now, having talked about the Rajasic, okay, that the puja, the purpose, the method of puja, and performed by people, it shows now that how they are Rajasic in nature. And now, Bhagavan in this verse talks about the people of Asuric nature. What do they do? What is the type of puja they do? Look at this. Achetasa karshayantaha sharirastam bhutagramam achetasaha mamchayeva anta sharirastam tan vidyasura nischayan. Highly tamasic puja. Okay. What is tamasic worship? Tamasic form of worship. He says, achetasaha. See, chetas means mind. Chetas means, chetas stands for discrimination. Achetas means, he's not the mind here. The person who is devoid of discrimination is achetas. So achetasaha means indiscriminate people. Achetasaha, the people of indiscrimination or indiscriminate people. What do they do? Indiscriminate people, achetasaha, achetasaha, these people, karshayanti. Karshayanti means torments. Karshay, Shatruanta Shabda is what? Karshayan. Okay. Achetas Karshayat. Archetasaha Janaha. The indiscriminate people. I'm adding the word Janaha. Okay. Achetasaha Janaha. Indiscriminate people. Karshayanti torment. Karshayantaha tormenting. Shatruanta Shabda. Karshayan, Karshayantau, Karshayantaha. To tormenting. What is the term? Torment. Sharir bhutagramam. Sharirastham bhutagramam. They, these indiscriminate people, tormenting, harassing, causing pain. Okay. Tormenting bhutagramam. Bhutagramam means what? Bhutagrama here means the organs. Bhutagramaha means all the organs together called bhutagramaha. Where are these organs? Sharirastham. Bhutagramaha is all organs put together is called bhutagramaha. And sharirastham means obtaining within this body. A bhutagramam, all the entirety of organs obtaining within the physical body. Sharirastham bhutagramam karshayanti. Achetasaha janaha, indiscriminate people, torment the and all organs obtaining within this body. So tormenting. Sharirastham bhutagramam karshayantam, karshayantaha, tormenting, karshayantaha, tormenting. Then what do they do? He says, mamchayeva, mamchayeva. That not only they torment the organs within the body, they also torment Bhagavan, who is there as the very Atma, whereas this very self, the individual being. Atma, the all-pervasive Bhagavan obtaining as the innermost essence, isn't it? Mamchayeva, they also torment Bhagavan. Bhagavan says, Krishna says, that torment me also. Mamcha, antasharirastham. So they torment the organs obtaining within the physical body. They torment me also who obtains within the mind. Antasharirastham. Antasharirastham, me also who reside in the body. அர்ஜுனா, தான் வித்தி, பிளீஸ் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சச் வர்ஷிப்பர்ஸ், ஓகே, அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் சச் பீப்புள் டு பி வாட், ஆசுர நிச்சயான். ஆசுர நிச்சயாக மீன்ஸ் த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் தமசிக் ரிசால்வ். த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் ஆசுரிக் ரிசால்வ் ஆர் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் ஆசுரிக் ரிசால்வ் மீன்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் தமசிக் ரிசால்வ். தான் ஆசுர நிச்சயான் வித்தி அர்ஜுனா, மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தோஸ் பீப்புள் டு பி ஆஃப் ஆசுரிக் ரிசால்வ், தமசிக் ரிசால்வ். ஹூ ஆர் த பீப்புள்? பீப்புள் ஹூ டார்மென்ட் டு ஹாரஸ் தி சென் ஆர்கன்ஸ் அப்டெய்னிங் வித் இன் தி பாடி, அண்ட் ஆல்சோ மீ ஹூ ரிசைட்ஸ் இன் தி பாடி. அந்த ஷரீரஸ்தம் மாம்ச ஸ்ரீரஸ்தம் பூத கிராமஞ்ச கர்ஷயந்தா சந்தி. So may you know those people who are tormenting the organs in the body and who are tormenting me who reside in the body to be of tamasic resolve, asuric resolve. Shariraastham bhutagramam karshayantaha chai antashariraastham maam cha karshayantaha ஏ அச்சேதசா, தோஸ் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் தேர், தான் ஆசுர நிச்சயான் வித்தி அர்ஜுனா, மே யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் தம் டு பி ஆஃப் ஆசுரிக் ரிசால்வ் ஆர் தமசிக் ரிசால்வ். இஸ் தி லிட்ரல் மீனிங் ஆஃப் தி வர்ஸ். கர்ஷயந்த ஷரீரஸ்தம் பூத கிராமம் அச்சேதசா மாம் சைவாந்த ஷரீரஸ்தம் தான் வித்யாசுர நிச்சயான். சோ பகவான் கண்டினியூஸ் டு டாக் அபவுட் சேம் வர்ஷிப். வாட் வர்ஷிப்? ஓகே, வி ஹவ் ஆல்ரெடி சீன் த ஃபிஃப்த் வர்ஸ் பகவான் டாக்ட் அபவுட் த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் ரஜசிக் வர்ஷிப். நவ் இன் திஸ் வர்ஸ் ஹி டாக் அபவுட் பீப்புள் ஆஃப் தமசிக் வர்ஷிப். ஓகே, கர்ஷயந்தா, ஹாரஸிங், காசிங் பெயின், டார்மெண்டிங் தேர் ஓன் பிசிக்கல் பாடி, யூனோ, விச் மீன்ஸ் சம்டைம்ஸ் பீப்புள் ஸ்டார்வ் ஆல்சோ, அண்ட் நாட் ஒன்லி தே ஸ்டார்வ், தே ஆல்சோ டிப்ரைவ் தேர் ஆர்கன்ஸ் ஆஃப் வாட் எவர் நியூட்ரியன்ஸ் தே நீட். ஓகே, இஃப் யூ டோன்ட் eat properly, then what happens? You're putting your body, you're starving, put the body to starvation. See, occasionally following the discipline of Ekadashi Vratam is different. But sometimes people go to extent of causing pain and then they deprive even their body of necessary nutrients. In fact, physical body is, no, especially human physical body is greatest gift given by Bhagavan. Even though we are not supposed to, we should not give only import only to the body, physical body. Some people take importance only in physical body. All the time worry is only about the body, body, body. We should not really give too much of importance to the body. At the same time, we should not ignore the body also. We must definitely take care of our physical body, which is Bhagavan's gift. We do not have any right to torture, torment, cause any, inflict any pain to this physical body. We have no right to torture our body. Know that. It's a papam. If you torture your own physical body, it's a papa karma. You have to pay for that. Therefore, paying too much of attention to physical body is also dangerous. Or totally ignoring, torturing the body is also dangerous. It means pampering the body and tormenting the body is not good. Too much of pampering is not good. Too much of even Tormenting is also not good. The word Bhagavan says, making the body, torturing the body means what? Karshayantaha. Torturing the body means making the body weak and making the body tired and making the body, causing pain to the body. Okay, all this together means torturing the body. So, following the vratam is a tapas. But it must be followed properly. So, one should not have the intention of simply causing pain. When a person is asked to follow the discipline of vratam, ekadashi vratam, then it becomes a tapas. Why? Because that vratam is, people asked to follow ekadashi vratam, etc., to learn to have such a mastery. So having mastery must be the purpose of following the vratam. Then it becomes a spiritual discipline, followed carefully. Otherwise, simply for the purpose of punishing it, then people want to do this, means it becomes what? The intention, the motive behind that vratam is different, means it becomes a torture. Okay. So he says, then, so not only they torture this organs, all the organs become tortured. Means bhutagramaha. Bhutagramaha means what? It affects the health of the heart, lungs, and all the kidneys and pancreas and whatnot, all the organs inside the heart. One organ becomes affected means all other organs become equally affected. Therefore, it causes the weakness. It spoils the overall health also. Therefore, we should not do what is not prescribed by the Shastram. See, no tapas must be followed at the cost of one's physical, emotional well-being. No penance must be practiced at the cost of one's physical, emotional wellness. There is a rule, okay? So he says, achetasaha, mean non-thinking people, indiscriminate people, unintelligent people, they what do? In fact, they just ignore one's physical well-being. And not only that, Bhagavan says, not only they torture themselves, they also torture, cause pain to even Bhagavan, who is in the form of the Jiva. Because insulting, causing pain, afflicting, causing pain to one's own body, or inflicting pain to one's own body is inflicting pain to Bhagavan also. Torturing one's own body is torturing Bhagavan. You can't really hurt Bhagavan, but still torturing body is torturing Bhagavan only. Torturing mind is torturing Bhagavan. So Bhagavan says, not directly, Bhagavan says, causing any pain to the physical body and mind is actually causing pain to Bhagavan indirectly. Now the question comes, how can we hurt Bhagavan? How can we torture Bhagavan? Okay, so we have to understand. See, if the physical body is like the temple, and Bhagavan is the murti living in this, the altar living in this physical body. So if the body is affected, in fact, the person who resides, if a house is demolished, and you people who live in the house also become affected. Similarly here, if the temple is not looked after well, and Bhagavan who reside in the temple also is ignored, rejected. Similarly here, but Bhagavan says, if the physical body is not taken care of and the mind is not taken care of, naturally it is ignoring, rejecting, ill-treating, tormenting Bhagavan. Therefore, watch the lesson. So, sharirastham mamchayeva, they ignore, they also torment me also who resides in this body. And Arjuna, may you understand such devotees to be of tamasic shraddha. They are people of tamasic shraddha, tamasic resolve. The people of asuric resolve are the people of tamasic resolve, people of negative resolve. Okay. Now, in all these six verses, totally after introducing the Shraddhatrayam, until the sixth verse, Bhagavan completed the first topic of Shraddha. Shraddha in terms of three types of Shraddha. What is Satviki Shraddha? What is Rajasi Shraddha? What is Tamasi Shraddha? The topic of three types of Shraddha is completed with this sixth verse. Therefore, now you can understand the worship or any activity which contributes a person's behavior, a person's activity, the person's worship, if it contributes for one's spiritual growth, then it is said to be Satviki Shraddha. If a person's behavior, actions and worship contributes for accomplishing only material wealth, it is called Rajasi Shraddha, Rajasic worship. A person's behavior, activities contributes for destroying others, troubling others, it is Tamasi Shraddha. Okay? This is the core lesson that we have to get from this topic discussed until now. So the topic of three types of Shraddha is completed with this sixth verse. Now, interesting topic comes. Aharastvapi sarvasya trividho bhavati priyaha akashastvapi sarvasya trividho bhavati priyaha yajnastapastathadanam tesham bhedamimam shrunu. Aharastvapi sarvasya trividho bhavati priyaha yajnastapastathadanam tesham bhedamimam shrunu. Aharastvapi sarvasya trividho bhavati priyaha yajnastapastathadanam tesham bhedamimam shrunu. Now he says, aharaha tu api sarvasya trividaha bhavati priyaha. Arjuna, the Bhagavan moves on to the next topic. What is the, suppose a person has to be a person of sattvic nature. If his shraddha must be a sattvic shraddha, it must, then a person must decide what type of food also. Now Bhagavan says, Arjuna, sarvasya priyaha aharaha tu api trividaha bhavati. Aharaha priyaha aharaha api sarvasya trividaha bhavati. Means what? Food which is desired by every individual being. Sarvasya priyaha aharaha. Everyone's desired food also is threefold. Trividaha aharaha. Every individual being has one's own desired food. And that food desired by every individual being is also of threefold food. Not only food, yajnaha. So also there are three types of yajna, three types of food, and similarly threefold yajna worship, tapaha, three types of austerity and three types of charity. So there, what now? Yajnam, yajnaha, threefold yajna. There's a threefold yajna. There's threefold yajna means worship. Threefold yajna, threefold austerity, threefold penance, threefold charity. Yajnaha, danam, tapaha, everything is what? Threefold. Tesham bhedam imam shruno. Arjuna, may you understand the difference. Difference. Tesham, may you understand their difference. May you understand their difference means what? May you understand the difference. Difference in threefold worship. May you understand the difference in threefold penance. May you understand the difference in threefold charity. May you understand the difference in threefold desired food. So every individual human has his own desired food. And the desired food of every individual is threefold. So also there is threefold yajna, threefold tapaha, threefold danam. May you understand their difference. Means may you learn about their division. Tesham imam bhedam shruno. May you understand their difference.
Aharastvapi sarvasya trividho bhavati priyaha yajnastapastathadanam tesham bhedam imam shruno.
Okay, we'll catch up now. Next class. Now, actually, we've come to the actual point, okay? Only now we're going to understand everything. At least Shraddha is important enough now. Shraddha is very clear. Subtle point. We had to listen back. We become much, much clearer. Okay. So we'll understand the rest next class.
Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.